Another attempt to leave a war-torn city. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. The Red Cross hopes to get buses out of a Ukrainian city that's been left mostly in ruins. Earlier attempts have largely failed.
Russian forces right now are really solidifying their forces around the eastern city of Mariupol. Just only 6,000 of the roughly 100,000 people have been able to be evacuated in the last day, despite the fact that humanitarian organizations have gone in there trying to help as many people as possible. Now, looking closer to the northern part of the country, near the capital of Kyiv and nearby Chernihiv, Ukraine has noticed that Russian forces are slowly starting to retreat days after Russian negotiators said that they would.
Fox's Alex Hogan in western Ukraine. Another $300 million in military assistance is headed to Ukraine. The Pentagon made that announcement last night.
If we don't have heavy weapons, how can we defend ourselves? How can we fight against one of the strongest armies in the world?
President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke to Fox's Brett Baer. A landmark law that championed diversity in California hits a legal roadblock. A judge has deemed it unconstitutional.
The measure mandated corporate boards have ethnic or LGBT members on it, with the number of minorities required based on the size of the board. But conservative legal group Judicial Watch sued, saying the law violated the state's constitutional equal protection clause.
Fox's Rob Dawson. Supporters say the law was necessary to reverse a culture of discrimination. The Motion Picture Academy has accepted the resignation of actor Will Smith. Smith could still be punished for slapping Chris Rock during the Oscars on Sunday. America's listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The people of Hong Kong, all 7.4 million of them, are being asked to voluntarily test themselves for COVID-19 for 3 days in a row next week. The city is still struggling to contain a fifth wave of infections that has disrupted schools and businesses. A bit of a breather in the U.S. for overworked and overwhelmed hospital employees.
For the first time since early 2020, some hospitals go for days without a COVID patient in their ICU. The number of COVID hospitalizations nationwide plunging more than 90% in the past few months, falling to an average below 12,000 last week. The previous low was just over 12,000 last June, before the Delta variant hit the U.S. And there's a ripple effect of relief, a chance to catch up on scans and lab tests, for instance, and patients not having to wait nearly as long for them. In some hospital systems, more restrictions are being eased as well, including limits on visitors. But health officials are quick to note the tragic toll leading up to this point and how quickly things can change as they track cases of a new Omicron subvariant. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
A public health order put in place at our southern border to curb the spread of COVID-19 will be lifted next month.
The policy, known as Title 42, will stop being enforced May 23rd, the CDC says, to give border officials time to prepare. Administration officials believe ending the policy will significantly increase migrants arriving at the southern border.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The decision is unpopular with Republicans and some Democrats. Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the administration's lack of a plan will further strain border communities. March Madness moves forward as the Final Four take the court. Duke will play North Carolina tonight. Villanova is up against Kansas in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.